Hello and welcome to episode 39 of the Tent Talks podcast. My name's Joe. I'm a Beaver Scout leader from the West Midlands. So let's talk scouting. So joining me this month on the Tent Talks podcast, we have Eva and her parents, Will and Amy, from the first Buckfast Lee Scout group in Devon. Hello, all of you.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Joe.
So Eva, what is it that you've been doing as a fundraising project for your group?
I've been wild swimming every day for a year. We started in the 26th of July, 2023. And I've been doing it for 163 days.
Yeah, I think
that's quite a long time.
every day wild swimming down here in Devon in Buckfast Lee, around Buckfast Lee area mostly, although we've also swum. Where else have you swum, Eva?
France, Scotland, Wales,
yeah.
All over the place.
Northumberland, yeah.
So we're not quite halfway, nearly coming towards the halfway point, aren't we, Eva?
Halfway is 183.
Yeah.
Do you just sort of get in and just chill there, or do you any challenges? Is the sort of a length of time that you stay in for, like, so how does that sort of work?
Well, it really depends on the weather and if I'm ill or, like, I don't know, the
conditions.
The conditions.
If it's dark or
if it's too cold.
That doesn't stop her. She's not fazed by that.
What's it like in the summer when you go in the river?
I'll stay for about 3 hours and it's really warm and, like, we have a favourite spot that has a rope swing.
Yeah, and then what about in December and January? What have you been up to make it more challenging?
I've done 10 minutes, but...
Eva did 10 minutes about a week ago in the River Dart. Yeah.
So that's still sort of late December, early January. That was freezing.
That was absolutely
really, really
too
cold. And she doesn't wear a wetsuit. She refuses to wear a wetsuit, so she's just in a swimming costume, long sleeve swimming costume.
Yeah.
In the cold water. So it's pretty amazing, really. Will sometimes goes in with her and he managed 6 minutes.
I
did
about
to get
6 minutes.
So
we've been building up to it, Joe, and we do different things. In early days, like in the summer and autumn, it was just good fun and no worries. Although it's quite still hard to go every day. And it's still cold.
Yeah.
But then to make things more, then we just sort of got into the idea of how long could we do cold water immersion for during this December and January, and it started getting challenging. And that's when Eva decided to start pushing it. And how did that progression go? What did you remember?
Well, at first it was quite easy. Then the weather started to get really crazy, like overflowing rivers, and like
we've had so much rain this year, obviously, Jay, and that's been hard.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But
so, what was the inspiration? Like, you know, why did you start this wild swimming?
One very random day, my dad came up to me and said, "Do you know there's this boy who camped in his garden every day for 3 years and ended up raising hundreds of thousands of pounds?" Was like, cool. As he was like, "Yeah, well, you could do that for scouts." And I was like, okay. And then he was like, "Well, you could do wild swimming because that's something that you really love." So then now we're here. And it's
Eva was quite inspired by the Max Woozy camping in his tent.
Yeah, I've seen Max. Yeah. I actually approached him to try and get an interview, but he never got back to me, so...
He's a celeb now.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Last year, you raised money, didn't you? She's always raising money. Mum is actually a chairperson.
I'm chairperson for our scout group. And then I think it was, last year or the year before, was it? No, it must have been the year before last now. Yeah, so it would have been 2022, I think. And Eva and her best friend Harriet were in the Cubs at the time, and they decided they wanted to raise some money for some equipment for the scout group. And they decided to do a challenge, 24-hour challenge, where they did as many different activities in 24 hours as possible. So they did
what did you do?
An abseil, wasn't it?
Abseiling, climbing, caving, swimming, biking, running, paddleboarding, cooking and camping.
Yeah.
That's quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the first one. And how much did you raise that time? Do you remember? About?
£860.
Yeah, £860 yeah. on that one, yeah. So yeah, Eva likes a challenge. She likes to do hard things, don't you, Eva? And this time she's made it especially hard by making it every day for a year.
So what do your Cub and Scout leaders think of this?
Well, they're pretty amazed and happy that I'm doing it to raise money for them.
They haven't got in yet, though. So Steve. I think, you know, that's something we need to encourage.
Yeah, definitely. So for day 366, everyone... I did have a look because I was, I'll be honest with you, I was considering sort of saying that I would come down, but unfortunately day 366 is when I'm in Candlestick, so I promise you, I did actually check my calendar.
Maybe
you could do halfway.
Yeah. Maybe there's like another one you could join us for. We've got, who's coming, who do we speak to? Speak to BBC.
We're on BBC Radio Devon.
Yeah, I actually listened to your interview with Radio Devon when I was doing my preparation for this.
Oh, that's amazing. And yeah,
Caroline's going to come for that.
She's going to come for day 366. And we actually did send an Instagram message to Bear, but we're not sure whether it's made its way up to him yet. So we're kind of hoping we keep doing these things. Fingers crossed.
So is it the River Dart you said that you tend to swim in?
But yeah, when we go on holiday, we obviously can't just fly back to go for a swim in the river, but we go find the most possible place ever to do it.
Yeah. What did you end up swimming in? We went up to Peak District for a wedding, and what did you swim in up there, Eva?
Well, there was no other place but a fishing lake. So, and there was like massive fish in there, and I was terrified. And then I had to get in because Mum said I can't bear the challenge on that day. They're like 85 or something.
No, and you were determined as well, weren't you? You did get in and freaked out a bit when you felt like a huge fish swim past you, though, didn't you?
Oh, could you feel the fish?
We saw a lot of big fish, didn't we?
We saw a big fish as well, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. I've got written down rope swing. I can't remember where or when I saw this to write it down.
Yeah, that's our favorite place to swim. In the summer there's this massive rope swing that goes like really far out into this really deep river, and I love it in the summer, like spend 3 hours a day.
We're swinging up to about octave, I reckon.
Yeah.
So there's a part of the River Dart that we go to that Eva loves, and there's a big rope swing that's been put up, and you can climb up sort of a bit of a way up the tree and swing out into the river and let go, and there's a big deep part of the river, and Eva loves doing that, don't you, Eva? So she slaps.
Make a big splash.
So is there a specific thing that you're raising money for within the group?
The group needs some equipment, don't they? And so one of the things, we don't actually have a premises for the group yet. So we kind of have sessions in the hall and the church hall and places like that. So it's having some place to store all our equipment is something that's really important to the group. So we're looking, you know, at getting a big storage container to store all the equipment in, particularly after camps and things like that. So with you know, the part of the money that Eva raises will hopefully help go towards a storage container or some equipment to go in the storage container when we get it. So yeah, that's one of the things that we're kind of aiming for, isn't it, Eva? Yeah.
We've also got a target that we want to reach, but when we've reached that target, which is probably going to be in about the next month, because I've already raised about 816 or something.
Yeah.
For that group, but then I might just start raising money for a different group as well.
Yeah. So we're thinking of like, yeah, once that money's raised, we might increase the target a little bit. Once we've reached that target, we can go beyond.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this month on the Tent Talks podcast. And I'm sure that if anybody is willing to donate, I will put the donation link in the description of the podcast. So have a look down there and please dig into your pockets and find whatever's in there.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shay.
Thanks very much.
And thank you so much to Eva for joining me this month on the Tent Talks podcast. And if you've got a story to share like this or a bit different, if it's scouting related, please do get in touch. All you need to do is drop me a message on social media by just searching for Tent Talks. That's TENTTENTS. Or if you get in touch via studio@tenttalks.org.uk, again, TENTTENTS, and either me or a member of my team will get in touch with you. So thank you so much for listening to this month's episode of the Tent Talks podcast. Until next time, goodbye.